This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand. There's a dirty little secret among us media types. Its name is Gawker, a weblog that's become a daily must-read. It obsessively catalogs the superficial, gossip about journalists, celebrities, and other New York fauna. Now, Gawker has branched out to the West Coast. Its new catty cousin is called Defamer. Corey Sika co-founded both weblogs. He spoke to us from New York.
We like to refer to it as an empire, which is, you know, a complete misnomer, as it's kind of a collection of misfits in their underwear at home, you know, under one umbrella.
Well, what is the editorial mission behind all of them?
Well, I think we've just seen that there's this huge, you know, lack in coverage. You know, the hard news won't touch a lot of this stuff. The gossip rags are, in a way, way too celebrity obsessed. And so there's this middle ground of those of smart readers, of smart consumers who still love gossip, still love trash, but want to know the real deal.
So describe for people who, you know, horror of horrors, have not heard of any of these sites, have not logged on, what exactly you cover and what you're about.
Well, Defamer out in L.A., you know, our job is really to cover the industry. We want to know the whole travails of Michael Eisner at Disney. We want to know about pilots. We want to know about numbers. And we want to know about box office. I mean, I think in a way we're interested in class warfare. You know, like D.C. and New York and Los Angeles have a really specific structure of incredibly wealthy, incredibly powerful people. And then there's this huge community of people who work basically to serve them and to further their aims. And that's what we're really obsessed with, is kind of class warfare in these industries.
Okay, I want to take on, because, you know, we're partnered with Slate Magazine.
Oh, yeah.
And you've taken on one of Slate's writers, Jack Schaefer.
And I didn't choose that.
You didn't choose it?
I didn't choose
Who
that argument.
Who picked that fight?
Jack picked that fight.
Really?
Entirely.
You likened him to Mussolini.
Oh, no. That was yes. Jack's a fascinating character. I'm continually impressed with him. I admire him greatly, actually.
Really? Come on.
I wish he'd leave the house every once in a while too, but he's great. He is really great.
Okay. Now, in this interview, you've sort of painted yourself as having a somewhat serious mission in being satirical, in that you want to sort of stand up for the little guy against the big, rich, obnoxious guy. Do you think that comes through on the websites?
Well, the thing about weblogs is that they're kind of dashed off, like we do wake up and roll to our computer and light a cigarette and start typing. So do we succeed all the time? God, no. Like, there are things on there I'd love to erase, and I don't let myself. Absolutely. We say ridiculous, foolish things all the time. And I think that's kind of how it should be on the web. It's moving fast. We want to have breaking news first, and we want to kind of have seat of the pants reactions.
Corey Sika is the man behind Gawker, a must-read New York weblog of all things snarky. He also just started its L.A. cousin, Defamer. Thank you very much, and you'll promise you'll only say nice things about us.
Absolutely. You're in.